我们再来看假设语态的题目21跟22题。If I were you, 各位看到左边是 were, were 就是现在相反的假设。如果我是你的话呢，我当然不可能是你，所以要变成现在讲假话。那么本来现在是用 I am, 那么改成过去式是 I was, 可是我们在假设语态里面一律用 were, 所以变成了 If I were you。既然左边动词变成了过去式，右手边的助动词自然也要变成过去式，所以我们就选了 would，would 就是 will 的过去式，所以合在一起 ，If I were you， 如果我是你的话呢 ，I would go， 我就会去呢 ，to America， 到美国呢 ，to study， 去读书。当然啦，我不是你，我也没有去美国读书的机会，这是现在讲假话，现在假的。第22题。If I had passed, 如果我有通过 the exam, 在左手边我们看到 had passed, had 加 PP 两个字，右边就一定是三个字 my father, 怎么样子呢？我们看到答案当中，先不要管 happy, happy 并不是动词，所以把 happy 拿掉之后，就剩下 A 是三个字 would have been, been 就是 be 动词是跟在的这个过去分词，这里翻译成是。那么这句话的意思就是说，如果我以前有通过考试，我的父亲以前就会高兴，不过因为我过去并没有通过，所以父亲也没有开心。合在一起就是左边两个字，右边三个字。If I had passed the exam, my father would have been happy.那么现在我们把这两题再重复的念诵一下。第21题 If I were you, I would go to America to study. 第22题 If I had passed the exam, my father would have been happy.